The Rush Hour with Dave Ferrier. Weekday arvos from 3 on Mix 94.5.
You can't beat a catch up with the Rush Hour, and you can't beat Dan Murphy's prices. They have the lowest liquor prices guaranteed.
Alana in studio on your Friday. I keep going to call you Janelle.
I know.
Because normally Janelle Koenig is here. But today it's Alana McLean.
Okay. Great to be here with you, Dave.
All right, let's talk about something that's it's not fun, let's be honest. It's a bit of law news. It was on the front cover of the paper today, the headline, Bali ban.
Ooh, controversial.
So controversial. The law, it's a petition to change the criminal code being put forward to Indonesia's constitutional court this year to make it illegal for unmarried couples to... So that affects Bali, you know, a really popular tourist destination. If the law goes through, unmarried couples who are caught could receive up to 200 lashes.
The cocktails, the holiday vibes, honeymooners. Well, I mean, this is a big deal.
Stocks in Bali trips are just plummeting right now. Around 1.2 million Aussies go to Bali each year, and around 400,000 of those are from WA. I mean, it's a popular... I was just looking at flights for the end of the year.
Not going to go now?
I mean, I was going to go just go on my own. Don't think there are any laws for that. Flights are cheaper to go there than go over east.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a weird law.
It is a weird law, you're right.
It's not the only weird law in the world, though. Mm. So, Alana, I just wanted to quiz you right now about weird laws around the world. I've got a few here. You need to tell me, though, if these are made-up laws or if they're real laws, okay?
Oh, it's a niche category.
All right.
I'm ready.
Welcome to Is It Legal or Is It a Made-Up Law?
Fantastic.
I'm your host, David Ferrier, Alana McLean.
I like walks along the beach. I'm a Libra, you know, all that kind of jazz.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here. You are our contestant today. Let's see how you go. True or false, in Switzerland, it's illegal to own only one goldfish.
Ooh, false?
Incorrect, it's true.
Really?
Due to strict animal cruelty laws, it's considered inhumane isolation.
Wow, there you go.
True or false, in Brazil, it's illegal to wear a helmet indoors.
Illegal to wear a helmet indoors, true?
Correct.
Oh.
Do you know why?
No, I do not.
It's because to reduce the number of attempted robbery by bikers. By removing the helmet or a piece of cloth, the individual is more easily recognised by security tapes. All right.
Okay.
One from two, 50-50. Right. This is to either make it a victory or a pass or a fail. Third and final one. In Western Australia, Alana, it is an offence to have more than 50 kilos of potatoes. True or false?
Oh, this is true.
Absolutely.
Yes, I have no idea why, but I do remember that from somewhere.
Unless you have purchased the potatoes from a grower or retailer authorised by the Potato Corporation. Who is this Potato Corporation?
Tony Gallardi.
Yeah, Tony Gallardi. The potato mafia in WA. Police also have the power to stop and search a vehicle suspected of carrying more than 50 kilos of potatoes.
Oh, guys, I think we've all learned something.
Excuse me, ma'am, have you... You got some potatoes in your boot?
No.
You sure? Just pop the boot for us. Oh, this is 60 kilos. Off to jail for you. Well done. You did it. 2 out of 3.
I nailed it.
This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
The things that you notice just because of your job.
Ah, yes.
You know, the things out in the world that you started to notice because, like, your job is what you deal with every day.
Yeah, but no one else would notice nor probably care.
It's just you
totally.
Because it consumes your mind a lot of the day. Because I've been out a couple of times with a doctor. So far, so good.
Great.
The other night, thank you.
Great profession.
A doctor.
I'm very happy for you.
Well
this
done,
is
me.
Progressing well.
So the other night we were together and just sitting on the couch, and then she looks down at my hand and she runs her hand over the back of my palm and goes, "Oh, I could stick a needle in there."
Oh. What? Because she knows the veins.
And then she goes, "Oh, sorry, it's just a bit of vein porn for doctors. It's like, you just got a nice vein. I could really put an IV in pretty easily.
Out.
And then she looked at the rest of my arm and was like, "Yeah, it could get there. Yeah, right there as well."
What did you do? That's weird.
I awkwardly said, "Thanks."
Yeah.
Because I don't, veiny hands.
Yeah. Is that a pro?
Good for the doctors. Yeah.
Apparently.
But it's one of those things that she only notices because, you know, that's her day-to-day job is sticking needles in people.
Yeah, you just have a totally different lens over things. Like us in radio, for example, you're just in your car, you're listening to the songs, you're like, great song. We're looking at that going, oh, that song's a bit long. That's going to put our timing out to chat. You know what I mean? But no one else would notice that.
I always notice announcers hitting the post, it's called, talking right up to when the lyrics start. If someone does that nicely, I go, oh, that's really satisfying.
Yeah.
When I used to work in a bookshop, I was always organizing the shelves. So now whenever I go into a bookshop still, I will just notice how well organized the shelves, if all the authors are in alphabetical order.
Oh, yeah.
All that stuff I noticed just because of the job I had.
Yeah. What about the size of the books? Like, would they be in some kind of size order or just
alphabetical? No, it's always alphabetical.
Right.
And multiple copies will be face out, single copies spine out.
Right.
133353, what do you notice just because of your job? So maybe you're a builder and you can't help but notice, something that's built a certain way. Or like a nail technician.
Yes.
And you can spot a dodgy manicure from
awful cuticles or
from
something.
From ages away.
Mm. Mix 94.5's Rush Hour.
Alana, I've started dating a doctor. Well, give me the news, I say dating. We've been out a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. I'm happy for you.
And the other night, she looked at my hand and went, oh, I could stick a needle in that vein.
It's just the weirdest thing to hear from someone you like.
Yeah, it is. The things that you notice just because of your job. So we're asking on 133353, what are the things that you notice that no one else does because of your job? Beck in Ferndale.
I'm a noise consultant, so I don't actually see things. I hear things, and I hear how bad places sound.
Really, Beck? So, like, if you're going into a restaurant or a cafe or something, it's not up to scratch sound-wise?
I'll hand them a business card before I leave, usually.
What does a... Beck, sorry, forgive my ignorance. What does a noise consultant do?
We fix anything that's noisy. So everything from a noisy space, a noisy restaurant, right through to design a roadside noise barrier or go and be noise police at an outdoor concert.
Oh, wow. Beck, I've got a blender at home, which I love, but it's super noisy. What should I do?
Stick it in a box.
And then put that box in the bin.
Excellent. No, but I love my Nutribullet. Louise in St. James, what do you notice because of your job?
I'm a musician, and anytime I see anything on TV or a movie and people are playing instruments, I instantly go, yeah, no, they're not playing that.
Oh,
and it's even worse in a print ad, like someone's holding a violin wrong or, I don't know, just not good.
Or doing a chord that's not really a chord.
Yeah, they're just palming it across the whole thing. Thanks, Louise. Sarah in High Wycombe, what do you notice because of your job?
I used to be a bra fitter, and I really get wound up when I see women's bra straps right up at the top of their neck, and I really just want to yank them down and say, there you go, you know, you won't have as much back pain and neck pain now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's like bra fitting, like warfare on the street. So if you're just walking along and you saw someone that had uneven straps or something, would you say something?
I have in the past. I once saw a lady with the back strap right up the top by her neck, and I said, I'm really, really sorry, it might sound really strange, but do you get bad neck ache and back pain? And she was like, yeah. And I said, would you mind just, you know, at some point, you know, when you get home, move your bra strap down so it's even from the front to the back and it can help with that pain, because it was just so high up.
It's like a superpower, but like very specific.
Actually, I feel like I could use a bra fitting. Sarah, I might come and have a consult.
Yeah, anytime.
The Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
Brought to you this week by Dan Murphy's. This final season, picking a winner will be tough. Anyone could beat anyone, but no one will beat Dan Murphy's prices. That's their lowest liquor price guarantee.
I think tonight's a rosé night, to be honest. That's what I'm sort of torn. I think I'm going to go the rosé.
Rosé and footy, do you reckon?
That'll do.
Are you going to watch the Tigers?
Yeah,
and
I will. Richmond, my second favourite team. So
you
that
can't
would...
have a second favourite team.
I
That's
do.
Not a thing.
Richmond and Rose. It's going to be a perfect Friday.
This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier. All the
perfect. Yeah, wrapping up all the things happening in Perth over the weekend. Alana McLean has some cool events that are on. I have some garage sales. Which is better? Who can tell? Well, Alana, what have you got?
Look, don't say I don't do anything for you because I've got a brilliant date idea for you. Just mentioned that you've been seeing a doctor, no less, so I think you've got to impress here. The beautiful S&R Orchard is in Perth Hills and it's throwing its annual Blossom Festival this month. So this is going right through until the 30th of September. You can go up there, see the beautiful Japanese cherry blossoms, get some photos for the gram. You can take your own picnic basket or you can, you know, they've got all these beautiful Japanese food and drinks that you can try. You can take the kids there. There's all the kids' activities. How good does that sound?
Oh, you pointed out a good point. Everything has to be photographable these days.
Correct.
If you're going to go somewhere and needs a good picture for the Instagram, well, that sounds good.
Yep.
Well, I can also tell you there's a garage sale in Warnbro tomorrow at a place on Power Street. It says cheap, 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 bric-a-brac, pictures, books and videos all available.
Oh, well, there you go. probably what's not available is a boat. I wouldn't imagine at a garage sale. Perth International Boat Show. Nice. It's just the ultimate goal, isn't it, to have a boat or to know people with boats that you can get on their boats.
Perth's a great place to have a boat.
Absolutely. Now, this is happening all across the weekend. They're going to have displays at Elizabeth Quay, Barrack Street Jetty and inside at the PCEC. So tickets, $20 for adults. Kids under 12 are free. You can visit perthboatshow.com.au for more info.
Well, that sounds really fun, Alana. You know what else sounds fun? Another garage sale. This one's in Belmont on Kofi Road. It's also tomorrow. They have a suitcase, a chair, carpets, and a drone that may or may not be broken.
Oh,
it's on 10 till 6
of the
p.m.
Get your drone and then take photos of other people's boats.
Sounds like a plan.
Beautiful.
This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
What makes you go, yuck?
Yuck.
Yuck.
Disgusting.
Oh. Ever since I was young, I have had an irrational hate for bananas. Absolutely can't be around them, can't be around you eating them, can't handle that noise they make. That
oh, don't do it. That,
and
that
I thought that I was the only one until I was watching The Block this week and Tess shared my sentiments exactly.
Is it the texture, like the smell, the taste?
That'd be the smell.
Tick, 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 the sound when people eat them is disgusting.
See? She agrees with me. And every time I've told someone this, they're shocked. They're like, really? Bananas? Everyone eats bananas. But I cannot be around them.
So bananas are the thing that make you go,
yuck.
Yeah.
Some
but everyone's got something, right? Like you must have something.
I'm actually kind of with you on the bananas thing.
Yeah.
I can't actually eat a banana. I put one in a smoothie every day because all those things, the smell, the texture, they're the
disgusting.
Just make me go yuck.
Disgusting.
So 133353, what's the thing that makes you go
yuck?
Is it feet? I know a lot of people have a problem with feet.
Oh yeah.
I want to know why. Why don't you like it? I mean they do look sort of like stumpy little hands.
That'll
but
do
I don't
it.
Know if they're
disgusting.
But maybe you think that as well. I've got one as well. Licking the top of a yogurt lid, I find really gross.
Oh, on the like aluminium.
Yeah, that's something that makes me go yuck.
Ooh.
The Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
The things
that make you go
yuck.
Things that make you go yuck. I've just confessed to all of Perth that I think bananas are just yuck.
Yuck.
Oh, the texture, that noise, that.
Oh, that's, I wish you wouldn't do that.
But that's the only way I can describe it to people. It
disgusting.
Doesn't have a word. It's foul.
And it turns out that one of the contestants on The Block is exactly the same, cannot stand bananas. And I'm sort of there as well. I have them in smoothies though. 133353.
Things that make you go
yuck. Gail in Canning Vale.
I have three things. I have coffee, ice cream, and bread.
Three Ooh. Amazing, delicious things. What is are you? What's wrong with you?
Because they're the staples.
I know they're gross.
Since childhood, for you, like you've never been able to stand them.
Yeah, since childhood.
So you can't have them personally, but what if someone was having them around you? Does that bother you as well?
No, my husband's addicted to ice cream, so that's okay. But I think it smells funny, so.
Wow. So what were they again? Coffee, ice cream.
Coffee, bread.
Ice cream and bread.
And bread.
They're not even correlated.
So
I can't work it out.
Going into a cafe must be pretty traumatizing for you.
A little.
Thanks, Gail.
Things that make you go
yuck. We've had so many calls. Thank you to everyone who's called in. Amanda from Middle Swan is grossed out by stress balls, the way it kind of goes through people's fingers.
And Rachel hates people with stringy saliva in their mouth.
Well, that's fair enough. Yeah. That's gross. Ashley in Ellenbrook.
Things that make you go yuck.
Really committed to it.
Okay, this is going to be a real big favourite, but not a favourite. I hate avocados.
Oh, wow. Controversial.
It's the boogeriness, isn't it?
It's just the texture. Yep. And then it goes in your mouth and it's slight. No.
Yeah.
I feel you, Ashley, because I understand that this is what it must feel like when I've just gone, really? That's what it is when I tell people about the banana thing.
Yeah.
They can't understand it.
Yeah, I was with you, Ashley, until I discovered the joys of smashed avo on toast with a bit of feta.
For $27.
The Rush Hour.
While you were busy listening to The Rush Hour, Dan Murphy's were busy beating prices on drinks around the country.